On page, we're on Perek Vav Mishnah, what's called Mishnah Aleph. On page Kuf Tzadik in my print, approximately Kuf Tzadik Cheso Tess in yours. But the paragraph is Vizbar Oid Kefa Lashem Kolay Lam Kulay. We started that paragraph. Kuf Tzadik Tess. We started it, and he goes into something complicated. I don't know if I'm thinking of skipping it, but I figure I'll show off what I know. But I don't know if it'll be enough to explain. We discussed last time, Yisparet Kefalosh and Kol Ha'ilam Kulay. I explained that Kol, all, in Hebrew is not 100% all, and Kol Ha'ilam Kulay is totally all. So it says Kol Ha'ilam Kulay Kedai Hulay. Somebody that's a keter l'shma makes peace between the heavenly hosts and those down here, which we'll explain soon. Shenemar oyazik b'muuzai yaser shalom li shalom yaser li. Rav Amar kilu bana paltum shalmaylo b'shalmata, as if he built a palace in heaven and on earth. Shenemar l'taya shemayim v'liyosei d'aretz. And another Maimer Chazal, Yuvna al Pima Shomru b'chagiga. Now here's an interesting machlokes that he will explain. Tan Rabban, Beishamayim, Shemayim Nivru Tchila, Vachakach Aretz. Beishamay says the heavens were created first, and the earth came second. Shenema, Bereshis Barleikim, Esa Shemayim, Ves Aretz. In the beginning, God first created heaven and then earth. Beishilayim, Eres Nivraz Tchila, Vachakach Shemayim. Beishil says, no, the earth was created first, the heaven second, Shnemer B'yemesay Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shamayim. So each one has a raya. Beishami says Shemayim V'Saretz. Yisrael says Eretz V'Shamayim. Parchino Kosher Kroya Adadi. And the Gemara asks that each one has a pasuk. How do we resolve the contradiction? Omer Shlakish Kishebaran Bar Shemayim V'Achkar Haaretz. When Hashem did Bria, He created heaven and then earth. Ukishenotan. And when he spread them, not to Oretz, v'achakach shemayim. When he sort of set the table, he did first earth and then heaven. So neither Beisham v'Yisrael are totally right. What does that mean? He's going to explain that. So he goes on to explain, in mysterious Lashainis, which I'll try to explain to you, there's an idea that there are four levels of Bria. There's what we call the Olam HaBria, and the Olam HaAsira, HaAsiya, and the Olam HaYetzira, and the Olam HaAtzilus. There are different levels of creation. Atzilus is some mystical level that nobody that I understand explains, but the other parts are Bria, which is the initial stage of creation, and Asiya, and Yitzira. So there are different levels of creation. Now let's learn what he says about it, and then I'll try to explain the way everything I explain on this topic comes from the Michtam Elio. Let's read his words, and then I'll try to explain what it means. There are three elomis. Achvar kosav haramban. Hashemayim dekra, haynu shemayim shal rashi achayis. Shemayim is not where the airplanes go. It's not even where the satellites go or the rocket ships go. Shemayim, the heavens, are not physical. They're above the physical world. The heavens that have the stars is called Rakia, technically. The word Shemayim is used loosely so that it refers to both. God called Rakia Shemayim. Rabbeinu Agadol v'Kadosh Rebbeinu Agadol v'Chassam Mevilna Pirish. Alderazeh kol ma'aseh b'reishis. Explain all ma'aseh b'reishis in two levels, like Rakia, like the heavenly Shemayim and then the physical Shemayim. Ve'vi smuches min ha'Torah min ha'Gemara, and he proved it from Psukim and Gemara l'fizeh. Ba'olam ha'Bria Shemayim nivru tchila v'achkach aretz. In the world of Bria, heavens were created first. Avol Rakia Niralanu v'Olam Asiya Eretz Kadma. The Olam Asiya world is first. There's Kasi Mehamisesh Shem L'Kishmayim Varis Nechku B'Shamisel Olam Yetzia. Okay, so let me try to explain what it means. Is the Olam HaBria, Olam HaYetzira, and the Olam HaAsiya. The three alamas are the Bria is the conceptual world, the concept. Hashem created a concept of heaven and earth. It didn't necessarily exist in any physical way that we know, but conceptually it existed. The next step, if the concept came, the Olam HaYetzira, which is a world that we sense, but you don't touch with the five chushim. You don't touch with your hands. Olam HaAsiya is the physical world we have. What that means, I'll give you two examples. One example that the Groh himself writes in Bereishis, was quoted as having said in Bereishis, is you take a table. So the table, for there to be a table, there are three steps. There's the idea of a table, the concept. A person sits in this house and dreams of making a table. Then there's the wood from which the table is made. And then there's the table is made into four legs and a table top. So those are sort of three steps in creating something.
You mean the middle one is
so,
raw material?
The middle one is sort of raw material. But what it means in this, what he's talking about is this. Let's say you see somebody. You know a person. So you can touch him. You can hear him. You could see him. Sometimes you can even smell him, depending on what he smells like. I missed one chush, right? And you could taste him. Well, I guess you could taste him if you want. So the chushim, that's the olam ha'asiyah. The final world that we live in is the olam ha'asiyah. It's an olam in which reality is sensed with the five senses. Yeah. There's also a certain feeling that sometimes you get that has nothing to do with the five senses. If you know someone well, and you see him walk in, you say, oh, he's upset. How do you know he's upset? Well, sometimes he's weeping, so you know he's upset. But sometimes it's not that. So if someone else looked at him, he wouldn't see it. There's another ability to sense things.
Intuition?
Without, maybe intuition, although intuition is not exact, but I guess it's what we call intuition. It's a certain sense of a certain feeling, a sense, something that's not necessarily physical, but they say, Rabbi Miller used to give an example of looking at a waterfall. There's a certain awe at looking at a waterfall or looking at a sunset. Now, it's hard to put your finger on exactly what it is that enthralls people to look at Niagara Falls. It's something incredible. Or to look at the big hole in Arizona.
Grand Canyon.
Sorry. So there's something that awes people, but you can't put your finger on it. It's a certain sense. So that is something you can't touch. But it's a sense. It's a sense. What was Rabbi Miller's line from the Psukim? He said that B'tzel Shakai. There's God is sort of hiding in the shadows. When you look at sunset, you look at a waterfall, look at a Grand Canyon, like in the background there, somewhere, there's a sense of a Bairi Ilam. When you look at a person, there's a sense of the essence of a person. The essence of a person is not what you touch, not what you see, not what you hear. The essence of a person is the person. No one can put his finger on exactly what it is. So that's the middle world. The middle world is a world that we sense spiritually. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin is going to write later that before the chait of Adam Rishon, the world existed in Olam HaYetzirah. People had a more definitive sense of things that they just sense with the spirit, rather than to sense with touching and tasting, etc. So the idea that there are three worlds, in the three physical worlds, the Olam HaBriya, the conceptual world. And then there's on the other extreme, there's the Olam HaAsiya, the world of touching, of sense. And in between, there's this Olam HaYetzira, the Olam of Panemius, the Olam of the something more, the Olam that touches the Neshama. So Reb Chaim Volozhin here is saying is the following. Everyone agrees conceptually, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim V'Sa'aretz. In Bara, in the Olam HaBriya, everyone agrees that the concept of heaven was created before the concept of earth. Heaven is more spiritual than earth, and therefore conceptually it came first. In the Olam HaAsiya, B'yayim Asayis Hashem Alakim Eretz HaShamayim, we say that the earth was laid out first. The earth is closer. It's something we can touch and we can feel and we can see more than the heavens. And therefore, in the Olam HaAsiya, all agree, B'yayim Asayis Hashem Alakim Eretz HaShamayim. It says, the Machlokes B'Shamay B'Yis Hillel is in the Olam The question is what a person should be able to sense. Does a person sense heaven more than earth, or earth more than heaven? So Beishamai Kedarkam are much more demanding of people. And Beishamai demands of people that there be a greater sense of heaven than of earth. There be a greater sense of the things that are beyond our reach, of heavenly ideas than on physical ideas. And Basil Kedarkam Bakaidesh say, no, this world is a world, a physical world. And therefore, there's a Kedima to Eretz over Shamayim.
So does now, Eretz group with Rakia, or Eretz groups with Shamayim?
So Eretz, the Eretz that we live in is down here. It's the physical world.
It's
the Rakia. It's, well, the Rakia is the physical sky, which is with us. But there's this idea that we have a physical world we can touch and feel, and then physically feel with the five chushim. And then there's that other extra sense that we have. And Beis Shammai lives more in the world of the extra sense, so to speak. And Beis Hillel is less demanding of people in that sense. That's the idea that Rechai Volozhin is saying here, at least as technical as could be.
The sense of what?
The sense of panemius, the sense of something extra. The sense that when you walk into Beis Medrash, it's just not the same as walking into a store. There's some feeling, some sense of spiritual existence that we feel a little bit. We should probably feel more. If we felt the spiritual things more often, we'd behave better. You know, there are people who have this ideal of seeing God wherever they go and feeling the Baruch Shalom is with them. So they live better lives. It's a very demanding thing because We never touched God. We never, tasted Him. It's a sense. It's an extra sense that we have. We could see it in human beings. I'll say we see it in eyes. Eyes are somehow, you look at a person's eyes, you see a person you know especially, you can see a little bit of him. A person who has no self-esteem doesn't look you in the eye. He has only a physical, he doesn't feel his spirituality. And, there's this type of sense that people have, and that's this middle world that Beis Shammai pushes people towards. And maybe when Mashiach comes, it will be Beis Shammai's world, maybe it'll be a world where we'll have that extra sense, more.
Is it like when you see a gadol, so you have a sense of
Adam Gadol, yeah.
You see an Adam Gadol, but you see that there's, not just a physical person.
Yeah, no question. Even a king, even a Gentile king. Chazal say that people should run to observe royalty. What does that mean? You see a king, right? It says, if you'll see his greatness, and hopefully you'll see Mashiach, King Mashiach's greatness. That's why you have to go see a king. But it's because you have this sense of the spiritual idea, this feeling of that there's something more. And somehow in royalty, at least when it used to exist, there was a certain sense of something else, of something more. Now look at what he does with this in the next paragraph. You do a mashakosvu. It's not only that Klai Yisrael is mekabel the Torah on the condition that the world exists on the condition that Klai Yisrael is mekabel the Torah. Af im hayachas v'shalom kol ha'olam kulay b'teilim b'regam et limud ha'Torah ha'olam chayzel asayu v'vayu. So we discussed this the other day. He mentioned it earlier that if there would be a moment that people are in learning Torah, the world would revert to sayu v'vayu. So here he says a chat. Vomer. V'yervi b'yker yom ha'shishi. The yom ha'shishi refers to the sixth day of Sivan. V'yichul ha'shmayim v'aretz. On that condition the world was created. T'nai histakadish baruch hu with ma'aseh bereishis. That if on the sixth of Sivan the Jews will accept the Torah as good and lav, and imazir eschem l'sayo v'yavayu. Now we know normally we learn that means if there would be a time that no one's learning, the world would disappear. He says, no, that's not what it means. Sayu vayu is not obliteration. After the first step of Bria, Varet Saisayu Vayu, right? Precious Baralakim. Varet Saisayu Vayu. So, when it says it goes back to Sayu Vayu, it doesn't mean it won't exist. That if people won't be learning, the world, the physical world will be bottled. Yaseli. Virav Havi Raya Afloilam Abriya Shnemul Tashmaim Balo Yasid Aretz Vizel Babriya the Shmaim Kodam Laretz Canal. So Gabke Toli Batar. And that's also dependent. Vichem Pasik Hukushmaim Varez Lysamti, Vichem Pasik Vichushmaim Varez, Vizayalf Hagamara Tanai, Noimar Shmaim Kodam Laretz, El Babriya Gamkein, Lazamaratana Kolel Kula, Raslaim Gamma Eli. Alright, so this is his, the basic idea of Torah being Mekayim the world. Otherwise, it would go back to Sayu Vayu. You know, why that's exactly in the Chama, I'm not sure. But anyway, this is the idea that that he's explaining, at least loosely explained. This is the idea of the levels of existence. It's interesting because it's called Olam HaAsiya, Olam HaBriya, Olam HaYetzira. It's not called Darga. It's not called step, another step, another step. Because all steps really exist. Even though we live in the world the way it is, the world of our senses, nevertheless, the other things exist. Concepts exist. People appreciate concepts. And certainly, the ruchnius, people have a certain level of feeling, for things that are ruchniistic.
So how would he fit in what it says that when Hashem offered the Torah, he said, "Into kavul to mutav lachem, then lo shom teik furaschem." It implies like a literally a physical.
Well, that may be that. That may be that that refers to shom teik furaschem, but so it's hard to know exactly because Kaiser had been makabel before he said it. I once heard a nice vart on shom teik furaschem. That when you ask people to learn, they always refer you to a later place and a later time when they're going to learn. So Shom, you know, you're always going to do it there. Take over Aschem, you know, that's your, it doesn't work. Shom take over Aschem. And let's learn one more paragraph. Nikra Reya Ohov, somebody who throws himself into his learning, is called the beloved friend. Kimishu Makayim Ata Basic Terasi Kolei Lamais. Since he gives a kiyum to the world, and it's as if he becomes a partner with God in creation, literally, I imagine, I think of you, my friend. So, rayasi da elami shekiblu tayrasi. My partner in my world, where Kabbalah Satayra was a condition to the Kabbalah, to the acceptance of the world. Anyway, this is should I tell you, it's a very esoteric idea. What I explained to you is a little bit that I understand as a Sefer Nechdim Elio, but the idea that these Eilamais are fundamental in Chassidish Svarim. A lot of Chassidish Sidurim have labeled Karbanis, Psukah Dezimra, Kriya Shema Shmoneh Esrei, labeled in the Siddur as Eilam HaAsiya, Eilam HaYetzira, Eilam HaBriya, Eilam HaAtzilus. Atzilus is some high level. As if a person, when he's davening, tries to work his way to higher and higher worlds. And exactly how that works, it's not an asidur because it's hard to figure it out. But when we started Rechaim, I told you that a lot of what he does here is take concepts that Chassidus works with and gives it more of a litvisha ben. So his whole Atzila, Bria, Yetzira is all for Limud HaTorah, which is, I guess, his explanation of this idea. Okay.